Hey, guys, if you're filling out your brackets and maybe you want to get some action down too, especially after your bracket goes to hell, because you know it's going to happen. Your bracket's going to be dead after this week, and you can still get in on the action with mybookie.lv or AG. Either one works. And March Madness is here. You can lay down some money and score big on college basketball. Join me and thousands of online players and start betting at mybookie.ag. If you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout, that's where you need to go to MyBookie. And I've cashed out of there three times now, and every time, no worries, in my bank account within a couple of days. And that's why you need to make your way to MyBookie. If you win, they pay fast and without any hassles. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. And I've been on pretty much every online site there is. This is my favorite. They even have live in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after tip-off. Join now. MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. That's right. If you join with $100, you'll get an extra $50 bankroll to play with. Use promo code FRED to activate offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back. But first, A.J. has to tell you about...
Got to tell you about Dirt Free real quick. Right now, you can save big on cleaning your carpets, your air ducts, your tiles, your upholstery with Dirt Free carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. They're using the best technology in the game. No soaps, no chemicals. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned, in an environment that's safe for you. They've been doing this for 30 years. They're the best in the business. Of course, 281-DIRT-FREE is the phone number, 281-347-8373. Tell them you heard it here. And get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
All right, and that music I know is not our usual top-of-the-hour music, but it is our usual R.J. Bell music because we have a bonus appearance from our good friend R.J. Bell, the gambling guru of the world, and to talk a little NCAA tournament. R.J., what's going on, my man? Appreciate you making time for us on a Wednesday.
Oh, my favorite spot, so no doubt. I was listening to the commercial read before the Zeppelin, and I got some advice for you with the MyBookie thing. Is where you say where it says, oh, I've been to all the different online books. I think you should do a takeoff on Godfather 1. Remember when Jack, they were out meeting the Hollywood producer Waltz and Tom Hagen was there? And he said, just so you know, I'm not a hard-hearted man. She was the best piece I had, and I had them all over the world. So you might want to kind of say, you know, this is the best, you know, online sports book, and I've had, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it'd be like a little Godfather inference.
I like that. I thought you were going to go Godfather 2, and today I settled all family business.
Well, that, no, actually, that's Godfather 1.
Yeah, that is Godfather 1. You're right. Yeah.
Don't, listen,
at the end of Godfather 1.
Forget it. I've read the Godfather book like 11 times, and I've seen the movie about 110. So,
yeah, so
I'm
going to
get you on that trivia.
Well, I just misspoke. I've seen the thing as many times as trust me.
I think you just didn't know it.
I think you guys should have a competition to see who's watched Godfather the most.
In July.
Who do you think of the three of us has watched Pee-wee's Big Adventure the most?
I know I'm not on that list.
That's right. You know why? Because I dominate everyone at that, RJ.
And he has the guts to say
that's right.
It. That's the thing.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick is, you know how that you can split people up by, you know, which Gilligan's Island girl you like, or, you know, who the Beatles, you know, are you a John or a Paul, used to be the thing way back in the day, is I believe if you think Goodfellas or Godfather 1 is better, you can split people into two groups. And it's probably pretty much 50-50.
Really?
If you went down. Yeah, I think so. What would you guys say?
Godfather.
Yeah, not even close.
See, and that's why I like this show so much. Like, I think the super, it's like almost like The Sopranos. Did you like the first 3 years better or the last three? Because if you like Goodfellas, you probably like the first three of The Sopranos. If you like Godfather, you probably like the last three.
That's interesting. I've never thought of that one that way. I'll tell you what I can dominate at. I did this online the other day, a Tombstone quiz. I was 35 of 35. So anytime you want to get in on Tombstone.
Tombstone Pizza?
No, the smoothie.
Or the Western.
The Western, you knucklehead.
Because I was going to take you on the pizza.
All right. Well, let's get to business because I've been waiting to fill out my bracket until we had you on the show. And I know
Smart.
You've got a lot of you've got some really good tips on here that I'd like for you to share with the people because these are things that I know we've talked about in the past on this show, but we got a lot of new listeners. Could you give them your top three tips again?
And I really believe this is actionable. And, you know, it's like anything else, right? If you have a bet that's 52% and the bet that's 48, you can lose the 52 and win the 48. But in the long run, you want the 52. This isn't a guarantee, but it's going to help you. All right, three things. Number one, the more brackets you compete against, the more upsets you need to pick. So if it's us three doing a bracket and betting dinner in Vegas, I am going to be chalk, chalk, chalk. Because what I need to win, the outcome I need to win is a pretty modest outcome. Not because you guys aren't good, because there's only two competitors. Now, if I'm on ESPN.com and there's a million competitors, you've got to have a 9 seed in the Final Four, maybe a 15 win. It's just going to take an extreme result for you to win and a result that other people are not matching or not many are, and thus more extreme. All right, so that's number one. Once you decide how many upsets you need based on the competition, so if you do two different brackets, right? So I've done, you know, I do brackets with people in Vegas, and there's like 50 or 60 of us, and so I do a certain style there. I'll do online brackets for fun, and I'm much, you know, I do a different bracket, though. I have more upsets. And I'm having Kevin and Beans in L.A. morning show that's syndicated. I do a bracket with them every year, and there's like six or seven of us, and I have much more chalk in that bracket. So it's not – it's any bracket you're in, you can adjust according to the competition. All right, number one. Number two – let Vegas be your partner, and it's free. And if you win, Vegas doesn't even ask for a cut. And this is obvious. This is obvious if you know sports betting at all. Go to pregame.com, go to the newspaper, whatever, get the lines. And lo and behold, wait a minute. This one 12 seed is a 6-point underdog. This other 12 seed is a pick'em, Middle Tennessee State. So which one do you want to pick? Now, if you have some extreme opinion, hey, Middle Tennessee State's at least 3 points overrated and Team XYZ is at least 3 points underrated, okay, maybe. But at least as guidance, you know, and let me give you another example, right? Is obviously, and we'll talk about this because, you know, Wichita State, 10th seed, it's a 6-point favorite. Most people picking will have no idea the 10 seed should win far more than 50% of the time. By just using the Vegas number, you know that. It's like having a partner. Third, finally, each round of the tournament has a seeding ceiling, is what I like to call it. And if your seed is above that ceiling of the team you advance, you are bucking history. And we've got over three decades of history now with 64 teams. And that's what it is once you get the sweet, once you get to Thursday, 64 teams. Okay, here's the thing. 12 seed or better, you want in the Sweet 16. 98% of the time, historically, 12 seed or better in the Sweet 16. So if you have a 13 win in the first round, don't want them to win in the second round. Number two, lead eight, 11 seed or better. In 32 years, only one seed worse than 11 has made the Elite Eight. Only one. That's hard to believe. Final four, 9 seed or better. 38 years, only 4 times worse than a 9 seed. Finally, 4 seed or better for the champion. Last 28 years, only once has the 4 seed or has there been a champion worse than a 4 seed. So think about it with the bracket, right? You got your bracket, you're filling it out. Each round, you could just X out the teams that should not advance because their ceiling doesn't allow it to the next round. And man, oh man, does it make picking easier. You still got choices to make, but not as many.
It's RJ Bell, and that's just great, great stuff. I noticed you've there's a little love for Oklahoma State on here over Michigan. Can you dig into that one a little bit?
Yeah, and we did videos. We actually have 9 videos up right now, including tonight's game, up at the website and on YouTube. And one of the games the pros broke down, and we have 2 pros at a time breaking these games down, was this Michigan game. And I really like it, and it's Okie State. One is I actually put a little sprinkle, as I like to say, on Oklahoma State at 190-1 a while back. Now, they're actually 100-1 now. So, you know, even though they've lost three straight games, which kind of shows you those were tough games they had. You know, they hosted Kansas, for example, in one of those games. And, you know, do I expect 190-1 to win? No. But you can start, you know, if you get to even the Sweet 16, you can start hedging when you have 190-1, right? So the reason, though, I like Okie State in this game is, and this is a good macro tip, any team that far exceeded expectations in their conference tournament, look to fade them. Two reasons. One, people who don't pay attention the full year started paying attention last weekend, and seeing a team play really well, that's going to have an oversized influence on that person. So a lot of people, they weren't watching the games January 20th, but they watched the tournaments this weekend, prior weekend, and they saw Michigan look really good. One. Number two is these players are used to playing two games a week, and now they're playing three and four games, especially the teams that play on Sunday. And then lo and behold, and it's not always the case, but if they play again on Thursday, yeah, 3 days rest isn't nothing. But now that you're traveling and then traveling again, and if you actually look at Michigan's travel, it's pretty significant. So
and includes an airplane crash.
Yes. Yeah, there's some psychology behind that, right? So, and I think that airplane mishap initially actually got them more attention. Like, oh, look, they're winning. It's like, you know, they're a team of destiny. So I just think they're inflated right now. I think Okie State's a little underrated. This is going to be hard to believe. I have one advanced sabermetric guy in CBB I really like. He said Oklahoma State has the second best offense in this century. Now, sabermetrics, you know, Winston Churchill said, I don't trust any stats that I don't get to fix myself. So, I could take stats and make them look a bunch of ways. So I take that with a grain of salt. But the fact it's even a conversation shows you that Okie State is a really good offensive team. They're underrated. And I'm open to them making a run here. And I certainly like them as an underdog against Michigan.
RJ, the other game that I thought would have been kind of interesting would have been Wichita State, but they're 6-point favorites. So that's obviously the committee in Vegas don't agree on that one.
This is, I think, the most interesting team in the tournament. And here's why. I would give the committee a B+ or an A- overall from the Vegas perspective, meaning, okay, a 1-seed 16, you know, they should be a 19-point favorite on average. And then if you look at the favorites, say, all right, it looks pretty good. And so there's not that many underdog or lesser seeds that are favorites. So that's good too. And if you look at the teams that were out of the tournament, Vegas doesn't have any real complaint. I mean, we thought Utah maybe should have gotten in over one of the big or the Big East teams, but really it's splitting hairs. But they made one mistake that's the worst mistake anyone can remember. I mean, one of the guys, Dave Malinsky, who used to work for Billy Walters for about a decade. He works for Pregame now for a few years. He's been in Vegas making a living at this since the late 80s. He says he hasn't seen a seeding this egregious ever. And, you know, Ken Pom thinks Wichita State's the 8th best team in the country. The Vegas opinion is maybe 15th. Well, if you're a 10 seed, it says you're about 40. 40 instead of 8 or 15? I mean, I don't get it. And you might say, okay, RJ Bell's got a big opinion, you know, and his buddies. Well, yeah, okay. Right now, you can take Dayton, the 7th seed, and get 6 points. So we will bet you, Vegas will bet you we're right. And I'll tell you this, I would love to see it, but we're not going to. Someone on the committee had in more than one were anti-Wichita. Well, why don't you come bet 10 dimes on Dayton on the money line, take those winnings, make a big production about it, and donate it to charity. You think that's going to happen?
No. Not a
no.
Chance in hell.
So, trust Vegas.
Wichita massively underseeded. St. Mary's and SMU were the other two that I had pretty big beef about. I think SMU should have been a 4. I thought St. Mary's probably could have been a 5. It's just that I think the committee hasn't figured out how to weigh.
Oh, BS. BS. It's, you know, what's the three things those teams have in common?
Oh, they're all smaller conference teams.
And it could be some inability analytically to assess them. Okay, yeah, Ken Pom. No one sees Ken Pom. No one sees Sagarin. No one sees the Vegas rankings we put out. Come on.
Well, I think the committee's having a hard time weighing the analytic side of it versus the schedule that they've played and where to balance
that. Or versus the financial motivation to make it easier for the marquee schools. Right?
Oh, that's fair, too.
You guys are about
RJ,
as hardcore. Go ahead.
Do you think that Kentucky is looking forward to seeing Wichita in the second round? I can't imagine
they
are.
But that's just another way to – but it's vice – in theory, Kentucky is supposed to win that game. So they would rather – if the – they don't have to keep every number one or every marquee school in the tournament. They just want to get the problems out. Think about it. There's two different ways. You know, the question is, can we get these four teams in the Final Four? That's not how they're thinking. They're thinking, how can we keep Wichita out of the Final Four? So they'll sacrifice a Kentucky if they need to. Because they've got a bunch of pedigreed schools, but there's only a handful every year of you know, almost think about it like in the Belmont, they have those shooters, right? It's horses that rest the 2 weeks or all the two prior races, and they're used to running the long track, right? I'm not a horse guy, but I know that much. It's almost like, okay, how do we send, you know, or like in Jeremiah Johnson, have you guys seen Jeremiah Johnson, the old movie?
No.
With Bradford? All right, so he's a mountain man in the mountain, and he – got the Indians mad at him, and they send one Indian at a time at him, like once a week, to fight him to the death. And just week after week, he's winning, but he's getting beat down. You know, they're looking at Wichita like Jeremiah Johnson, saying, we're going to send Kentucky at him in the second round. We're going to make him a 10 seed, so they got to play a decent team in the first round. And they're going to do whatever it takes to keep them out of the Final Four. I mean, when they were a 1 seed, they did it. They put the 8 seed Kentucky in as a shooter.
Do they not like the idea of a team like that making it at least to the Final Four, or did Butler making it to back-to-back title games scare them into the possibility that, you know, maybe Butler's going to win? Because it seems to me it's good drama when there's a team like that that makes a deep run.
Yeah, because you're looking at it with clear eyes, and you're a true, genuine sports fan. They're looking at it, and what you're implying in that is it's about TV ratings and it's about general interest. No. It's about their buddy that they go golfing with for 3 weeks in July at Hilton Head is the president of Ohio State, where I graduated from. I got certainly nothing against my school. But think about it. This is all this incestuous club. I mean, go watch like Dirty Dancing or something set in 1960 and about, you know, the way that they have their clubs and the way they're blackballing people. And we might think, oh, well, you know, the internet has democratized things. Okay, maybe. Maybe, but it certainly hasn't amongst this boys club. I mean, this is an old boys club like you've never. I mean, let me ask you this. What in the world is more of an old boys club than the NCAA?
I mean, maybe
Augusta.
Yeah, I was going to say maybe the Masters.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right. That's about it. And I'm not talking about racial stuff or women. I'm talking about money. I'm talking about they want their buddies to make money because they know they're going to get their back scratched the next time. And anyone – and I just was on ESPN LA and with Freddie Prinze Jr., by the way. So when you guys are out, they plug in, you know, a replacement host. In LA, they have Freddie Prinze Jr. as the replacement. How's that work?
We never get that. Yeah,
we should have like Paul Wall or somebody as a replacement.
Yeah, so there should be someone, right?
Someone I want Vin Diesel.
Has an IMDb. So, but here's the thing. Take the last 20 egregious seedings, right? And be objective and say how many of these were really marquee, pedigreed, old boys club teams and how many weren't.
Well, I will the year that, I guess it was a few years back when Wichita was a 1 and Kentucky was an 8, everyone knew that Kentucky was massively underseeded there.
Exactly. You're making my point. They sent a shooter after Wichita State.
Okay, so you're saying – right? Usually that's the team that's underseeded.
No, but so here's the thing. They'll do whatever it takes to set it up so these types of teams, the teams that truly have a chance, they don't mind a team winning in the first round. They have no problem with that, or even the second. They just don't want a team that can make the Final Four or even the Elite Eight. They want to try to stop that because that's, you know, the money, all the other elements of the money get involved. But let me be clear. I'm not saying they necessarily want a given marquee team to win. They want to avoid an interloper, a rogue team coming in and crashing the party. They will sacrifice one of their own to keep the rogue team out.
Do you think they look at Gonzaga as one of those rogue teams?
I do.
Okay.
I
assume that's why they got the toughest 2 seed in their bracket, in my opinion anyway, with Arizona. and then have, you know, Notre Dame in their same grouping. So I mean I'm not disagreeing with you. I was just seeing if you thought they could still consider Gonzaga an outsider.
You know, there's this guy named Alan Boston. He's a famous let's just say erratic dude, and he's like a savant where he can remember a game from 20 years ago and, you know, a halftime bet, that type of dude, Rain Man type. And he will tick off examples, not just how good the teams are, because that's a little obvious, but they'll get obvious if they need to, right? But literally, like, well, notice this. This team has to play here, then they got to travel to here, then they've got to travel to here. Like, the little things, or they know this team doesn't do well against outside shooting, so they're going to have three straight teams that shoot really well from the outside. The guys that really, and I'm not that level of handicapper in college basketball, but the guys that really understand matchups and such, they'll tick off examples of where these teams, they want to avoid getting, you know, the non-club teams getting deep. They make it as tough as they can.
All right, that's RJ Bell, pregame.com, and as always, bringing the genius that is RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. You'll get great stuff, I promise you. The world's gambling guru. RJ, appreciate the time, man. That was great, great stuff.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Honestly, this is my favorite spot. You know, I enjoy the national things and all that, but when it comes to having fun in a spot, this is it. And I'll tell you this, I know we got to run. Your audience, I get more love on Twitter from this audience. And to me, you guys have cultivated not just a gambling audience, but one that wants to hear savvy stuff. And, you know, sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, but I think I have a different perspective. And the fact that people appreciate it, I think you guys get the credit for that with your audience. So kudos.
Yeah, we got some good degenerates, man. There's that. All right, we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Okay, got to tell you about Saloon Door Brewing. Oh, I thought it. Okay, there we go. Now can I tell them?
Yeah, I turned the wrong mic off.
Oh, okay. Got to tell you about, hey, if you want a great place to go watch the games and maybe you want to see how your bracket develops using some of that genius that RJ just brought you, and you're down in Webster, Saloon Door Brewing. That's the place to go, saloondoorbrewing.com. They got two great projector screens on the wall. You're always going to have sports on there, so you can go get your tournament on. Tonight is trivia night, so if you want to go and play some trivia, this is a great night to do it. And we're out there all the time. Love going down there. They've got just an amazing collection of beer flavors. And whether you like stouts or whether you like cream ales or whether you like IPAs, they've got you covered. And they're also constantly creating and testing new seasonal flavors. Great people down there. And this is one thing that I love about businesses that advertise on the Blitz is they're all great people. You know, Jason and Austin and Jeff and Josh, all the guys down there. And if you've not been, it's just a neat, clean, cool place to go and get your beer on. Very easy to find. 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off of I-45 South. So punch that into your GPS, 105 Magellan Circle. If you live down there, you need to go check it out. If you're going to be in the area, you need to go check it out. That's Saloon Door, saloondoorbrewing.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Raising Cane's. In the bracket of best chicken fingers, Raising Cane's is cutting down the chicken finger nets. See what I did there, Fred? You like how I made it timely? Guys, these are 24-hour marinated, hand-battered tenders. They care about making quality chicken tenders, and they don't really care about much else. I mean, that's why they say one love. That one love is making the best chicken finger meals. They do it because they've got the best chicken, always fresh, never frozen. They do it because they got the best sides, the crinkle-cut fries, the toast, and that amazing cane sauce, handmade in their restaurants every day. Guys, there's 24 locations in the Houston area. If you haven't had a Raising Cane's, or if you had them yesterday, you want them again, it's a great day to go do it. Raising Cane's, one love.
All right, that's going to do it. Tomorrow, stream only. Basketball on the station. Great job, John. Great job, AJ. Pretty good job, me. Basketball next.